and welcome again to the Stories Late Night Spooky Story Club, the 5:22 p.m. Society.
I'm just so tired.
Well, you're in luck, Pastor Andrew, because you're about to be scared awake.
Yep, that's right.
Because I've got a scary story, about bugs?
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez. I can't handle a scary story. Could it instead be kind of melancholy and maudlin?
Oh, sure.
It's kind of more of a Devin thing, but I'm sure he's around. For the consideration of the 5:22 p.m. Society, I present, whatever Devin does. Take it, Devin.
Psst. Psst. Hey. There he is. Hey, baby boy. Let's see. 1, 2, 6 legs, thorax, eyes. You look just like your brothers. It's my job to worry about these things. Someone has to. I know it's early, but we haven't much time. You should feel the ceiling. Touch it. Yeah, just like that. It's warm. Warm? Warm is... It's one of those things that... As soon as it's gone, you'll know what it means. It's not always like this, the ceiling, that is. It must be a nice day. First one of the year. First one of your life. The rest of the colony is still asleep. I love this time of day. It's so peaceful. Up, up. If we leave now, there'll be picnics by the time we get to the surface. Watch your antenna on the doorframe, sweetheart. This is your first spring, hmm? Well, there are some things you need to know. First off, we're a gathering colony. We go to the surface, we find something to eat, and alert the other... Are you listening? Yes, yeah, that's the queen. You came from that room, right there, the one with all the eggs. It smells awful in there, no offense. She's still asleep, thank goodness. Ugh. You don't have to be so quiet. Your brothers, ugh, they were real chatty boys. Yap, 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 yap. They were always asking questions, begging me to do things with them. There's just never enough time. But you're lucky. You get to see spring. Do you have any questions for me? Life in the colony, do's and don'ts, what your function will be, that sort of thing. You're a fornication soldier, by the way. Your name? Huh. You're quiet, but you're smart. Smart boy. You don't see that. Okay. Well, I haven't named one of you in a long time. Okay. What should we call you? What am I talking about? You don't know any names. You're as old as the day. I think a proper name would be... Hey, don't climb on that. Because it's essential. It's rock. Rock has been here forever, as far as we know. It's guided us through long winters, celebrated with us when food was plenty, and one time it blocked a snake from destroying our colony. Rock is family. Rock is the beginning and the end. Now, on we go. It's just a little bit further. A name. What are some good names? We'll figure one out. Ah, here we are at the Great Tunnel. Wow, it's so empty. I wonder if my voice will echo. Hello?
Hello?
Come with me. Okay, so this tunnel usually has thousands of us marching. Once, when I first got here, I didn't know my way around, and I was shoved up the side of the wall by the crowd. It was just high enough that I was above everyone else, and I could see all the way down the tunnel. I didn't realize until that moment, but we were all marching in the same direction. I didn't know how I didn't see it before. I think I was stupid. You know what I mean? We're almost there. Here, take my leg. This is the hard part. One sec. If the light gets in your eyes, just close them. Almost. One more. Here we are. Oh, sweetie, you've got a bit of dirt on your head. There we go. Got it. Much better. I haven't felt the sun in months. Ah, look, a family set up shop right next to us. Looks like they're just getting started. We're so lucky. We can stroll over there and then crawl on their ankles and eat whatever falls out of their mouths. A perfect last hurrah, you know? Hmm? Oh, well, because, honey, you'll be dead soon. That's okay. Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but basically you have intercourse with such force, you explode dick first, sometimes midair. I can't say for sure. It's a boy's job in the colony to explode. There's no point in dwelling. Look at this world. I always forget how big it is. And then I come up here and it's just so... Did you know I wasn't always a part of this colony? Yeah, I know. See that soccer field over there where the kids are running? I was born there. It wasn't always a soccer field, of course. The irrigation system pushed us out. I made my way over here. I was so proud. It looks like such a far distance and used to feel that way. But as I got older, I realized it's not that far. From what I've heard, there's so much more. You'll find out. Well, not in this lifetime, of course, but, you know, maybe in the next. It's better this way. Okay, back to this naming business. You should pick something here. It's a very in to take inspiration from the surface. Very she-she. So what'll it be? Grass, blue, tree, pants. Pants is big. I need a lot of pants. What about hair? No, you're not a hair. Shoe? Too plain. You're quiet, but you're not plain. What's that? Oh, the little boy? You know, I'm not sure. I bet if we listen closely, I'm sure they'll say his name at some point. There it was. Listen, they're saying it. Delvin? No. Shh. Devon. Yes. Very... how do I put this? It's like a type of gravy. Biscuits and Devon. I like it, do you? Well, that settles it. Devon. Hey, Devon. Hey, Devon, do you want to hang out? No, that doesn't sound right. Devon, you should meet my parents. No. You're under arrest, Devon. I tell you what, Devon. Let's see if we can get a sour cream and cheddar ruffle from that family before the queen wakes up. It's honestly one of the best things life has to offer. Wait until you try one of these things. What do you say? Wonderful. Let's go. Oh, watch your step. The dirt is looser than it looks.
Oh, wow, Devon. Oh, I learned a lot about you and also society. Wow, I guess I have a story to share too,
relating to the theme of pugs.
I like to call this one Bad Times. Bugtism High. I don't know, sometimes you meet a bug and you just hit it off. I'm out working in my garden. Got a bunch of Lily of the Valley, some strangle root, and a hurricane of jacaranda. Cause my garden is a bad boy garden. No snails or earthworms. It's full of murder hornets and felony spiders. And the toughest bug of all, my friend Gordon, who's a ladybug. Yeah, I saw him one day, a little ladybug. And you know what he was doing? Eating a rock! Not a leaf. Not a bit of dirt. A rock! So I say out loud, this bug's wild! Gordon hears me. He comes over acting mad, saying, well, what's the deal? You're razzing me for eating rock? I'm scared! Oh, no! So sorry, Mr. Bug! And he starts laughing. Says he was just pretending. He's a joke bug. Yeah, he totally gets it. Who wants to eat a rock? But it turns out, Gordon's got a bug dietary problem. He can't eat leaf. He can't eat a bit of dirt. Bug doctor told him he has to eat rocks or sunshine, because that's all you got left when you're a bug. Ugh, it breaks my little heart. Because I got tummy problems too. If I eat a bloomin' onion, let me tell you what, I'm the one who's bloomin', but seriously. So Gordon and I see each other around the garden the next few days. We get friendly.
He likes podcasts, Paris, and getting pampered. We exchange numbers and text like all the time. Pictures we found online, just goofy stuff. We hang out one night at Bugcade, and all night I'm thinking, is this a date? Ugh, typical Bug. So imagine my surprise when we're sitting in my hovel of dirt, and Gordon's like, do you want to go to my nephew's Bugtism? I think he's joking, so in a funny voice, I say, pass. And boy, that hurts Gordon's feelings. His little wings titter, his antennae droop. He cries a single tear, which for Bug is huge. Hey, was it something I said? And Gordon says, yeah, this Bugtism means a lot to him. He's actually the God Bug, and ugh, he doesn't like talking about it. But he's actually a Bug Prince. Yeah, all this time I thought he was just a cool bug in my murder garden. But he's a Bug Prince! 3 steps away from the Bug King crown. My jaw drops. I didn't even know. I bow to the ground, and this ladybug, he's blushing. Oh no, he says, don't do that, please. I hate being a prince. You know, that's what he's talking about. That's why I hang out in your garden, because only tough bugs hang out there. Anyway, it's a big deal because this bug few, a bug nephew, isn't just any bug. He's gonna be Bug King, but the worst part, he's sick. They weren't even sure he'd make it to his pupil stage. A lot of inbreeding, weak exoskeleton. So, it's emotionally charged. This Bugtism, it's gonna be a weeper. You get what I'm saying. I'm in shock. I'm like, hey, Gordon, I don't know if I'm the brother Reed you should be taking. And he says, nope, I'm 100% sure you're my best friend and maybe more. Gulp. So, it's Sunday morning. I show up at Gordon's underside of a leaf. I'm greasing my sun hat, wearing my best dungarees. Bugs are dirty, so I figure I'm gonna be in for a tough mutter. Gordon comes out and, wow, that ladybug looks like a million bugs. Bucks. His thorax gleams in a gold cummerbund. His tarsal claws glimmer in leather, and his pronotum glandishes in a monocle and stylish seed pod. By comparison, I look like wet dead leaves on a dry dog turd. I drape my hands over my body like he just caught me coming out of a shower. I'm indecent! Gordon just takes me by the hand and says, hey, I love you just the way you are, and if they can't handle you at your worst, Brother Reed, then they don't deserve me at my best, Bug Prince. That makes me feel like a hot slice of cheddar on an apple pie. Delish! We get hoofing. The venue's 15 feet into the forest, which for a bug is a big commute. Full time, I don't hear a sound. Nothing flaps in my face, nothing crunches under my hush puppies, or writhes in the dirt. Hey, Gordon, where's all the bugs? And he says, Brother Reed, they're all at the Bugtism. Uh-oh, I start to realize just how big this Bugtism is. We show up at the venue, a dead turtle, and even though everything is super small, I can tell it's super fancy. Ants in cocktail dresses serve cocktails to cockroaches, booze to bees, and rye to flies. Carpenter bees built pillars out of mouse bones, and engineer beetles constructed a reception area from cellulose and saliva. Very chic. Best of all, an all-cricket band is playing classy music, including Charlie Brown song and Star Wars song. Gordon is rushing around, apologizing. Oh, sorry, that was the Duchess of Butterflies. Oh, crap, I need to get my boutonniere. On and on. Finally, I'm like, Gordon, baby, do what you gotta do. I can take care of myself. What's the worst that could happen? He kisses me on my ring finger and says, love you, babe, and off he scoots. I put my hands on my hips and shake my head.
What ovipositor do I have to suck for a gin gimlet?
I see an ant go by with a Bud Light Wheat.
Cha-ching!
I make a step to follow when... all the music stops! There's a collective bug gasp! I'm like, oh, what do you do now, Brother Reed? Well, I'll tell you why the music stopped. Because I stepped on the band!
Oh no!
The underside of my hush puppies is bug jelly, you betcha. The Duchess of Butterflies is fuming! And Mr. Stinkbug of the East Coast Stinkbugs is ready to leave with his whole brood! It's not a party without music! A big termite in a bow tie clicks his antennae and is like, just sing something, you chowderhead. So I make up a song on the spot. Big bugs, little bugs, hairy bugs, good bugs, tall bugs, short bugs. I like bugs a lot. I guess there must have been something potent in that dead turtle, because all of a sudden, the whole bugtism starts grooving and swaying. A couple jazz bugs back me up. Thick bugs, thin bugs, fat bugs, skinny bugs, shirt bugs, pants bugs, red bugs, and fuck bugs. I like bugs, okay? I like bugs, okay? I like all the bugs, okay? Please don't come out. Don't get mad at me, cause I like a bug or two or four or three. Bugs on the floor, bugs on the door. If you wanna talk to me about bugs more, I'll be real receptive, I'll be real glad, cause bugs make me a happy lad. The Duchess of Butterflies says, hey, this guy's alright. A worm does the worm. That's when the announcer bug announces over the dead turtle. Enter the turtle, the bugtism is about to begin. Oh no, I spent all this time writing a hit song for bugs and I forgot about the bugtism. Gordon must be inside the turtle wondering, where is Brother Reed? I go to the turtle's butt, smile at the security bug, a big hornet, and start to strut into the butt when the hornet's all, hey, you know, not so fast, big guy. What's wrong, sir? And he says, you know, you can't go in there. And I'm all, Gordon invited me. And the bug is like, Gordon, the bug prince? In your dreams, Chowderhead. I'm so peeved. Here I am, stuck outside the dead turtle. I thank the hornet and start to walk away when I hear, psst. I'm like, did someone let air out of a balloon? I hear it again, psst. I look around and what's standing there? A mayfly. Don't bother me. But she's all like, hey, you know, for 20 bugs, bucks. I can show you a secret skylight on top of the turtle. You can watch that nephew get bugtized. I can't believe it. Oh my story, that's the exact amount of bugs I have. Bucks. I have 20 bucks. I pay the fly. She flips and flaps up to the top of the turtle. And there at the tippy top, you bet. A glass dome like on a fancy church. These bugs got money. I thank the fly and she zips away, laughing to herself like she just played a big prank on a little brother. How strange, how strange. So I'm looking inside the turtle and I can see the bug pope, the bug bishop, the bug king with his wife, the bug queen, a whole bunch of bug candles and a bug altar, and a tiny little opened cup of Papa John's garlic butter. That must be the bugtismal font. And wow, seated right behind the king himself, there's Gordon. There's an empty seat next to him.
my seat. Gordon looks so embarrassed, head swiveling all around. He's looking for me. A big walking stick bug comes up and is like, "Hey, I'm the bug pope. Let's start the bugtism." The little bug nephew comes out and, oh my gosh, he's on crutches. The whole turtle breaks out into sobs and applause. It's a really beautiful moment. And I'm missing it! Gordon sweats a single drop of sweat, which is a lot for Bug. And the Bug Pope is calling him up, reciting the whole thing, you know, "And now for the God Bug, do you reject Satan Bug and his empty promise bugs?" But he's not approaching the altar. Gordon is making for the door. The king looks furious. The Pope is like, what the fuck? Everyone is murmuring, but I know why he's leaving. Gordon is looking for me. So I start tapping on the top of the turtle, trying to get his attention. "Hey, I'm right here. You know, don't get up, don't get up." He's almost at the door. Everyone's so mad. I'm tapping harder. "Hey, look at me." I knock harder and harder until splat. Yeah, you guessed it. I fall on the turtle. Again, it's too quiet. I check the underside of my dungarees, and I can't tell where denim ends and bug death begins. Bug jam for days. It's a massacre. The entire royal line wiped out, including little nephew and my sweet Gordon. Still, I have enough good humor to raise my finger and say, "Check, please." Yada, yada, yada. It's a huge affair. I'm the bug devil. My garden gets destroyed. Bugs egg my door with bug eggs, which are little, but it's still not nice. Bugs avoid me so bad I stop seeing bugs, unless it's a wasp stinging the inside of my throat. Hey, that hurts. It's a year later. I'm in the big city. I'm still moping because I killed Gordon when I walk past a newspaper stand. There's a bug on the cover of The Economist. Wouldn't you know it, there's a new bug king. And guess who it is? It's Gordon! So I text him and I'm like, "What gives? You didn't even tell me you were alive, let alone the Bug King." And he's just ... for a long time. Typing. Uh-oh, my spidey sense is tingling, but it's a ladybug. I receive a text. And here's the first line. "You stupid idiot. Aw, jeez." He goes on to tell me we were never friends. He played me like a bug fiddle from the moment we met. This whole time, he used me to kill his nephew and the Bug King so he could take the throne. He let me take the fall. Oh my gosh, I'm shaking. He's writing, "LOL, I can't believe you didn't see it. Why would a bug prince even look at you? Really rude." I'm a wreck for days. I move on. I think I'm over it. Then one day, I'm watching Access Hollywood, and they're talking about the big release for the new Jurassic Park. Huge deal. Going over all the big celebs at the premiere when they show Gordon. Oh gosh, I can't handle this. Next to him is his new lover, the queen-to-be. And Maria Menounos is going on and on about how beautiful she is. But guess what? Little Miss Bug Queen? She looks exactly like Big BR. If I was a roly-poly. I can't believe it. He never got over me. Anyway, that's what happens when you have sex with Bug. Good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs fuck.
Ooh, well, that's a spooky one, Brother Reed.
but I've got a story for you that'll make your nipples hard with fear.
I was the coolest kid in high school. I'm talking cool as a cucumber in a kiddie pool of ice water. I got more over the shirt action than Jonathan Taylor Thomas after signing autographs at a mall. I'm talking a real hot shot. Until one day, when everything changed. So I'm sitting in class, catching some Z's, when two hands slam on my desk. Wham! It's my teacher, Mr. William Sebastian Cohen. He's some comb-over square who was serving desk duty at Tim Allen Memorial High School after he had a failed stint as National Security Advisor under President Bill Clinton.
Am I boring you, Pastor Andrew?
He asks, saliva foaming in the corners of his mouth. Keep in mind, my birth name is Pastor Andrew. I've been named Pastor Andrew even before I was a pastor. Everyone in the class leans forward, ready for me to drop a real zinger. I take a breath.
Billy Cohen, if I'm snoring, you're boring.
Mr. Cohen seethes.
Well, Mr. Pastor, I'll warn you once. If you don't learn about how Ronald Reagan directed the CIA to form clandestine alliances with the Mujahideen and manipulated religion to radicalize the mostly secular Afghanis against the Soviets, only for us to turn our backs on the people of Afghanistan after the Soviet withdrawal, leaving them war-torn, without aid nor infrastructure, you'll never be able to stop 9/11.
Just then, he's interrupted by the intercom.
Pastor Andrew to the principal's office. Pastor Andrew to the principal's office. Now!
I smirk and look at the class. What'd I do this time? Everyone cracks up. It was one of my many gut-busting catchphrases. So I walk to the principal's office and knock on the door, and Principal Bonnie Jovi lets me in. I throw her a wink. Suspensions, detentions, ha! Those don't work on a cool cat like Pastor Andrew. Any punishment is met with outrage by the student body. So she and I have a sort of agreement. I won't push it too far, and she'll turn a blind eye. Kind of like how Commissioner Gordon lets Batman get away with killing people. Or how the Supreme Court looks the other way when the state of Texas makes sovereignty over your own body illegal, which is a story given right in what's supposed to be the freest country in the world.
Sit down, she tells me.
I lean back in the chair, giving my untied Converse All-Stars a much-needed rest on her desk. What's the skinny? I ask, putting chewing gum in my mouth and lighting it like a cigarette.
Well, everyone knows you're the coolest guy in school, and we got a new student. We need you to show him the ropes. Make sure he fits in.
My heart sinks. I'm not about to get paired up with some two-time loser. Find another square, I tell her. There's a rapping at the door.
Ah, here he is now.
In walks a kid wearing a New York Yankees hat. But I'm not fooled by the hat. It's a poor disguise.
He's a scorpion.
I'm talking a teenage-sized arachnid. Claws, eight legs, and a stinger. 5 feet tall he is.
This is Frankie. His dad is in the Air Force and just got stationed in town to protect us from the Soviets, you see.
I sit up and my chair falls to the floor. Listen, lady, I don't go around giving away my services for free, especially to no bug. The answer is no. Principal Bonnie Jovi clasps her chest.
What do you mean, a bug?
Well, look at him, I cry. Frankie hisses and leans against the wall, venom dripping from his stinger.
Pastor Andrew, bugs can't wear baseball hats. No, I'm afraid that's a real boy.
Well, I ain't touching him, I scream.
Oh, yeah? She says with a grin.
She opens her desk and pulls out a sandwich bag filled with powdered Cro-Croa.
Custodian Charlie Sheen found this in your locker this morning. I caught him with it right before he vacuumed it up his own nose. You know we have a zero tolerance policy, even for cool cats like yourself.
Sweat pours from my temples like Niagara Falls.
You can't prove that's mine, I say.
She turns the bag over. My name is written on it. See, I always used to write my name on illicit substances. It was a strange tic I had, and she had me dead to rights. I turn around and face Frankie. He hisses quietly.
Come on, Frankie, I'll show you around, but don't get any ideas, I say.
Principal Bonnie Jovi stands up from her desk with a big grin. She holds out her hand for a shake, but I turn the other way, giving her the finger over my shoulder as I leave the room, and I close the door. I turn to Frankie.
The name's Frankie,
he says, and puts out his claw for a five.
Down low, he says.
I half-heartedly give it a swing when he pulls his claw away before I can slap five.
Too slow.
He gives me a wink. The blood drains from my face. I am dealing with a cool customer here.
Call me Frankie Venom.
I'm speechless.
Oh, and Pastor Andrew, drop the bug stuff. This cap here, you see? It's the perfect disguise. Blow my cover, and let's just say you might get stung.
He grins with his pincers and scuttles down the hallway faster than I can keep up. I get back to the classroom and Frankie's already sitting in the back, tilting his chair with two of his 8 feet on his desk, resting his claws on his chest. The girls are swooning, looking back at him, batting their eyelashes. But I take my seat with a grin.
Where were we, Mr. Cohen? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was taking a snooze.
Everyone glares at me. Mr. Cohen sucks in his lips.
Hey, Pastor Andrew,
he says.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? He says. This sucks the air out of my lungs. Everyone cheers him on. A voice comes from the back of the room.
Hey, take it easy on him, Billy. He can't help it if he's a dork.
Everyone cracks the fuck up, and my cheeks burn.
Oh yeah? Well, he's a scorp.
But I'm cut off, because one by one, everyone starts chanting, Frankie, 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 Frankie. Even Mr. Cohen.
He's a bug.
I try to scream, but I'm so embarrassed I choke on my words. How can they not see he's a scorpion? Then I remember the baseball cap.
That damned baseball cap. They think bugs can't wear baseball caps.
It's the perfect disguise. I have to take this bug down. But how? I want to spare you some of the embarrassment over the next few weeks. Let's just say that me, the coolest kid in school, got dethroned quicker than a bolt of lightning greased with Crisco. I'm no longer captain of the billiards team. I'm fired from the school paper. I lose my agreement with Principal Bonnie Jovi. And that's not the half of it. Finally, one day at lunch, yeah, I'm eating by myself. Frankie comes up, and before I know it, he claws my face into a mound of cold mashed potatoes. The whole cafeteria cracks the fuck up, and I can't take it anymore. I go to knock off his hat to reveal his true identity, Stinger be damned, when his scorpion reflexes kick in and he pushes me back. Now this really steams me, so I get face to face with him.
What are you gonna do?
He asks, rasping in his scorpion voice. I can't even think. My mind is racing a mile a minute. I blurt out the first thing that comes to mind.
You, me, slam dunk contest, Friday, after school.
The whole cafeteria gasps.
But if Pastor Andrew wins, that'll make him the coolest kid in school,
shouts Emilio Estevez, who works in the cafeteria. Frankie's six eyes look around the cafeteria desperately.
Yeah, you got it. Friday. Be there, dork,
he stammers. He crawls away with his gang of cronies and walks out of the cafeteria. And I puff my chest proudly. Only there's one issue. I don't know how to slam dunk. For the sake of the story and word count, it's gonna take a montage to learn how to do it.
When the chips are down, you gotta fight. You gotta win the day. You gotta do what's right. You cannot lose, and you gotta win, because Frankie Phantom is a scorpion. This is a montage song. This is the montage song.
This is a montage song.
Friday afternoon, everyone in the school is gathered in the gymnasium. Even Mr. Cohen is there. He makes eye contact with me and then does the knife across the throat action. I'm sweating like a traveling businessman whose wife just found out he has a secret family.
You ready, dork?
Asks Frankie. I throw the ball at his thorax so hard his hat nearly falls off, but he catches it with his claws.
Loser goes first, he says, and throws the ball back.
No problem. But you go ahead and stand in the lane.
I'm gonna dunk over you, Frankie,
I shout. The entire crowd gasps. He sweats a little from his exoskeleton.
Yeah, sure, whatever you say, geek.
He takes his spot in the lane. I dribble the ball a few times and collect myself. The gymnasium is so quiet you could hear a nun fart. I take a deep breath and I charge the lane. I take a giant leap and I jump over Frankie. And, just like I practiced in the montage, if you remember, I leap just short enough for my ample crotch to knock off his hat. I dunk the ball, shattering the backboard, and glass falls all over his hat, which has fallen to the ground. The entire crowd screams, not just at my awesome dunk, but at the revelation that Frankie Phantom is, in fact, a scorpion. Before I know it, he grabs me from behind and pulls me close with his claws, his stinger raised in the air over my head.
Nobody move, or Pastor Andrew gets it, see?
He shouts in an old-timey New York accent.
The name's Stingy O'Callahan. I've been going town to town, dethroning coolest kids in school, see? And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for this pesky Pastor Andrew here.
Mr. Cohen screams, throws up, and faints.
And now this Pastor Andrew here is gonna get it,
he cries out. He raises his stinger in the air, ready to pierce my skull, when I enact the second part of my plan, if you remember, from the montage. Now, I shout. The entire police squad runs in. It's a raid, and I'm not talking of flipping tables at an illegal gambling game raid. Each cop is armed with Raid, the bug killer. The gymnasium fills with Raid gas, and Stingy stumbles back.
No!
He screams. Mr. Cohen wakes up and pukes again. Stingy trips over his eight legs and falls on his back. His legs curl over his thorax as he starts taking his last breaths. He looks up at me, slowly blinking his six eyes.
I wanted to be the coolest, see?
He gasps. I smirk. Well, you'll be cool, all right, I say.
When you're cool and cold and dead in the ground,
I add. I raise a Converse All-Star
and squish him.
Green goo goes everywhere. Venom releases from his stinger and burns the basketball court. Before I know it, I'm surrounded by the entire school. They're patting me on the back and raising me up in the air. Mr. Cohen comes up and says,
"Don't worry, Pastor Andrew. It won't be your responsibility to stop 9/11 anymore."
I give him a gentle pat on the head. Principal Bonnie Jovi walks up to me.
"I think this is yours,"
and hands me my sandwich bag of powdered Crow-Croa. I raise it in the air triumphantly as I make eye contact with custodian Charlie Sheen. He gives me a wink and taps his nose, making a snorting motion.
Hey, 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 let me down,
I cry. Everyone stops cheering and obliges. There's a long pause. They're waiting for me to give a speech.
You know, I could say a lot,
but I think I've got a date with custodian Charlie Sheen, I shout. Everyone cheers. Charlie Sheen raises his fist in the air. I head towards him, getting more than enough pats on the back. And it was the best summer of my life. The story must be told.
That was The Story Must Be Told. And I'll take a sandwich, a roll. We have a new book of stories out. It's called Seasons of the Story. It's on Amazon, but for some reason that's really hard to find. So just go to thestorymustbetold.com or Google Seasons of the Story. That works. And I'm on my sandwich. I'll have give me a pastrami and pepperoni and lettuce.
We don't got lettuce.
You don't got lettuce? You know, we also have another book. It's called Psalms 1, and that's even harder to find. Go to thestorymustbetold.com or again, search Psalms 1, The Story Must Be Told.
I can't believe you don't have lettuce. That's silly.
There's a salmonella thing.
You got a rutabaga?
Yeah, we got a rutabaga.
There you go.
Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/TSMBT. $5.22 gets you a whole other podcast. It's not as good as this one, but it's a whole other podcast.
That's all I want on my sandwich.
You don't want any cheese?
All right, I'll take cheese, whatever. Jeez, you're gonna get mad at me because I'm not taking cheese. Because I'm not taking cheese, you're gonna get mad at me?
I should just make them all up. Why am I writing anything? Ugh. I could just make it up on the spot, and no one could spot the difference. He lied to himself.
The story must be told.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.